News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Jared Howland is with us. He's public affairs consultant, former senior political advisor, and he's been having a look at some of the stories you may not yet have seen. Interesting one emerging from Dubai, Jared, which is you would have thought that Dubai would be hypersensitive reputationally at the moment, given the fact that for the first time people may be looking at it as not a particularly safe place to go and live. Not evidenced by their treatment of one British tourist.
Indeed, and coincidentally, the taxi driver who brought me here this morning made a point that he would normally be at the airport at this hour because those planes are coming in from the Middle East. There's nobody coming. The taxi drivers aren't getting the rides. The hotels are not getting the rooms. And we could go on and on. But you put your finger on the issue of hypersensitivity, because what's happened in this instance, a 60-year-old British man arrested on potentially very serious charges. He had a phone. He took some pictures of the images of these drones and bombs landing in Dubai. You could imagine they're spectacular events. The authorities decided, and I think it's worth quoting this because this is the wording of the charge, that he's potentially guilty of, quote, an information network or information technology tool to broadcast, publish, republish, or circulate false news, rumours, or provocative propaganda that may incite public opinion or disturb public security. So this is so broad that anyone with a smartphone could be up to anything, because we're all capable of publishing, republishing, and these things could be...
So he's been arrested for simply filming and publishing events that were happening in the public domain.
And he's one of over 20 people in that situation. The local justice system is far from transparent, and he is looking up to 2 years in jail, and he is looking at up to a £40,000 fine. So this hypersensitivity, it's in a lockdown situation in Dubai. Justice, as we know, is simply not available there. It's what the authorities think is best. And the way laws are framed is they're catch-all laws. So you're caught in the maw of the law until the lawmaker decides it's over for you.
It hardly makes it look like a more welcoming place for people from Europe to go either on holidays for or on to go and live.
Well, it was always a place where if you stepped out of line or you inadvertently found yourself across a line that you didn't reasonably think might have existed, that you were in trouble because the law, as we understand it, it's just not there.
Now, new poll in the States is showing that the Democrats have a likely favourite for 2028.
Now,
who is it?
I hate to rain on the parade, but I would take this with so many grains of salt.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Oh, why?
First of all, it's in the state of California. Second of all, it favours the sitting governor of the last 7 years, Gavin Newsom. Third of all, the person who comes second in the poll after him is another California politician, Kamala Harris. The other Democrats who come way back...
As the Democrat candidate for president, she's second
So this is all hypothetical. It favours the local brands of catch-up that are best known to the voters, which in this instance in California is the governor, Mr. Newsom, and their former U.S. Senator and Vice President, Kamala Harris, and non-California politicians, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the radical New York congresswoman, and the former transport secretary, Pete Buttigieg. They're way back in the field, but they're not California. They don't have a local base. This is way out. Nobody knows for sure if any of these people is running for president. And it's a filler rather than hard news. Sorry to say.
This does bring up Gavin Newsom, though, and the manner in which he has been engaging in the political discourse, because it is... You know, a couple of years ago, we thought we had hit rock bottom in the way that American politicians were treating each other. But this week, Donald Trump took to social media to say, and I quote, Gavin Newsom, quotes, has low boards, can't read, has dyslexia, and has a mental disorder, a cognitive mess. And Newsom's response was, I spoke about my dyslexia. I know that's hard for a brain-dead moron who bombs children and protects pedophiles to understand. That's an actual conversation between the President of the United States of America and the Governor of California.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, if the Democrats that have failed themselves and failed the people they represent in several elections to Mr. Trump's benefit. If the best they can do for themselves is Gavin Newsom, I wonder and I worry. You know, he is a successful local politician in California, and California is a state that is bigger than most other countries in the world. But nonetheless, the one thing I've never sensed in him, Newsom, is authenticity. And I wonder for the Democrats if this is the best they can do.
Last, before you go, Jared, the story of a stowaway, a secret voyage from Southampton to the Bronx Zoo.
Well, this is unquestionably the best story because this very sly fox got on board a cargo ship, sailed, not first class, I'm afraid, right?
Now, just to be clear, when you say sly fox, you don't mean that metaphorically or descriptively.
No, literally.
It's literally a fox.
Literally a sly fox with a bushy tail, got on a cargo ship in Southampton, sailed across the Atlantic, was uncovered, discovered in the port of New York, is now resting in better conditions in a zoo, pending being homed somewhere more permanently, not in a great state when he arrived. Imagine. And there you go.
Well, fair play to him. Jared, thank you very much. That is Jared Howland, public affairs consultant and former senior political advisor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.